Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying a foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A little hot and sticky today. We're not complaining too much. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little after 5 out on the eastern-type coast. If that's where your ear holes be sucking us in right now, we appreciate any holes you take us in, actually. And you could have be listening to us as a podcast also, if it ain't that time that I just said. You could have gotten us at iTunes, Stitcher, or possibly at crabdiving.com. Thanks anyway. Hey, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on?
It's a little bit of a warm day here.
Yes.
Good smog. Bullshit this morning. Went smoothly.
Oh, you had your smog tested on here.
My smog, I had to see the man today. Pay the man to send something to the man so that I can get a sticker from the man to put on my car.
Does that make you nuts? I mean,
it's a little bit of pain in the dick.
It's an insignificant thing, your car, what your car puts out in the environment.
Well, I totally agree with the emissions kind of stuff, though. But
yeah, but
I think the hassle of it, and I think it should cost less. And I think, you know, what about people that don't have the God-blessed luxury of working at home and, you know, having hours during the day to go and take care of this bullshit? What about people that got to work and got kids and got all that other extraneous, heinous bullshit?
What about all that oil that was just spilled in Northern California? I remember I had to go get a smog test, and it was during the fucking oil spill in the Gulf, and I had to spend fucking $400 on a new pair of engine mounts and pay some fee to get my check engine light fixed.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, I'm like, oh, look, there's...
Yeah, that's a fail. That's an instant fail. It even says that on the ticket, that if your check engine light is on, instant fail.
Yeah, and there's a pool of oil the size of Texas
right
in the Gulf. I'm glad we're concerned about my car.
There's some shit. Did you see rolling up on the beach? Was it Manhattan Beach today or one of the beaches here in California, in Southern California, where life is, you know, all fluffy bunnies and blowjobs?
Yeah, Manhattan Beach, by the way, per capita, more millionaires than anywhere else in the fucking planet, I believe.
Really?
In that zip code. I read that somewhere.
Manhattan Beach? Wow, yes. That's amazing.
Well, it's nice there, you know.
It's very nice there. Not now. There's some shit clumping up on the beach. No. Oily substance. It is Manhattan Beach. Wah. See, now something will get done about it because there's a one percenter who got some tar balls between their toes.
Guys, there's some white people upset. We got to get on it stat.
This is today, not that long ago, the entire Manhattan Beach coastline near south of here, or south of us, but south of Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
On that big wet thing to our west. it's still closed. The entire beach coast is closed after globs of what they're calling an oily substance. They don't even know what it is yet. There's people in fucking like plastic suits picking shit up, picking up these weird tar ball clumps or whatever.
Yeah. Isn't it oil?
They don't know, but I don't know if it makes sense to have come from Santa Barbara, you know, that shit. This is something else.
Well, you know, I grew up on the Gulf going swimming. Every once in a while, you look at the bottom of your feet and there was oil. just gooey oil
tar
on
balls.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all. I mean, they could be anywhere.
Yeah, and sometimes it happens naturally.
In the coastline around, you know, here, L.A. is absolutely disgusting. So who knows what sludge is floating about in the ocean?
It began appearing Wednesday afternoon, spread out across 6 miles of the coast. The source of the material is not yet known.
Oh, my God.
They're continuing to analyze what the stuff is. They say they have crews on the scene. California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They're testing it. They don't expect results to become available for at least a day. That's some bullshit. You know, I think they know pretty early on.
It's oil.
Preliminary tests can kind of, you know, figure that shit out pretty quickly.
If you don't know what it is, what kind of protection are you supposed to wear when you're picking it up? I mean, are we sure this is an alien in nature?
No. Who knows? Maybe it's alien eggs or some shit.
It's the Borg. He's coming.
The news comes, it says, a week after, this Plains All American oil pipeline went kaboom up in Santa Barbara and dumped. Remember they said, oh, it's like, it's only like 10,000 gallons.
You know, you can pretty much guarantee that these oil people, when they spill oil somewhere, they're going to underestimate.
Their math, not so great, because this, according to ABC News, they say 101,000 gallons of crude into Refugio State Beach.
Oui.
And left a 9-mile-long ocean slick.
Oh, God.
That, remember, they're like, the fish are fine, the birds are fine, the bugs are fine.
Yes.
Everybody's fine. Pictures of oily dead pelicans and birds and all kinds of decimated, according to this article, sea life. Decimated,
right.
Sea life.
Well, as long as I'm able to fill up my gigantic sports utility vehicle with a shitload of gas, I don't care about your oil slick and your dead oysters.
Drill, baby, drill.
What about oysters, man? People love oysters. This kind of shit fucks that up.
Exactly. They'll scream bloody murder when they can't have their oysters.
Or their luxuries.
Right.
What about the caviar? How is this affecting the 2015 caviar projections?
The beluga. The beluga.
Is that what it is, little belugas?
Beluga caviar? Isn't that one of the famous
yes.
types?
I'm worried that they might not have any available this year.
Or something like that.
Because of the oil spill.
I know there's beluga whales. Am I talking out of my ass?
Yeah. But no, caviar is made out of beluga whales. They get a whale and you one whale
think it is.
No. One whale will produce like 18 million cans.
Sturgeon.
Oh.
That's what happens on Whale Wars when they drag one up on the deck of the boat.
Yes.
Chop it open and it looks like people start grabbing crackers.
Oh, right. Actually they got a sushi bar on the
gross.
For giants.
Beluga caviar is caviar consisting of the roe.
Yes.
Of the beluga sturgeon.
Yummy.
Huso huso.
Yeah. It's an abortion.
That's the name of it. Huso huso.
Honestly, it is.
Found primarily
right?
in the Caspian Sea. It's, yeah. I don't know if they're fertilized or not. Gross. Yeah. But
do you like caviar or you don't know?
Yeah, I can't do the fish thing, so.
It's delicious.
You know, I would assume that the eggs that shoot out of their hoo-has, I can't.
It's wonderful on saltines
right.
and a little mayonnaise on it.
Beluga caviar, the most expensive food in the world, they say, costing up to $5,000 per kilogram.
Goddamn.
It's more expensive than heroin.
What's a kilogram? Is that like a pound or a...
half a pound?
Oh, half a pound.
Isn't
Who
it,
knows? We live
it
in America.
Like 2.2-ish?
Nah, I want nothing to do with your queer metric system.
I think it's like 2.2. Yeah.
No, wait.
No, the other way. 1 kilo is 2 pounds.
Oh.
So I lied. I did the incorrect.
Right. It's
conversion.
$2,500 a pound then.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's a lot of, that's pretty expensive.
God, that's pricey.
Maybe heroin is more expensive.
I don't know.
I've never shipped it in any sort of.
There's got to be a few drug addicts listening. 323-601-LIBS. Give us a call.
If anybody's
need a price check.
Been involved. We have a
price check on heroin.
Give us a tweet if you like during the show.
Twat.
Some of the goddamn nut jobs were gun nuts were stirred up on our Twitter again.
Oh shit.
Give us a call or tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yes.
I think it was something you tweeted the other day and somebody just retweeted you to agree.
Yes.
But then one guy said, oh, it was when you said mass shootings prevented by guns, something like that. Give us one instance where.
Yeah.
And this person said, here you go, retard.
Wait a second. Why am I mentally handicapped? I
found this list in 30 seconds with a Google search. Gun sense equals idiocy.
What did he find? What mass shooting? I mean, I don't know.
Well, now,
I mean, I obviously need to be better educated before I tweet and share things on social media.
We've just ended up at gunwatch.blogspot.com.
that's what is that? The New Yorker?
Monitoring people's right to effective self-defense.
That's not a proper citation. I don't give a shit.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, not be free. I'm surprised they left that well-regulated part in. They usually kind of leave that first part off.
So, I mean, we're on some redneck's Tumblr.
This says, how odd that massacres mostly happen in gun-free zones. When will the brain-dead left wake up and draw the obvious conclusion? Gun bans kill kids.
This guy who retweeted us or whatever.
Kills kids,
absolutely. Well,
gun bans. Look at all those dead kids in Australia and Japan and Britain.
And actually, guns get people killed by kids sometimes.
Speaking of...
Crawl into your mom's purse, pull out the Glock.
Yesterday, a two-year-old shot himself in the face.
Oh. His own... Why? Was he upset?
He was. It
was an accident.
He was upset. It was a rough morning burping.
Oh. He couldn't take it anymore.
Maybe. I don't think you burp two-year-olds anymore.
But... It's the most depressed, existential pain in the ass goth baby ever. Blew his brains out.
There are several documented cases, you retard, where armed citizens have stopped mass attacks by gunmen. Let me list a few.
Okay.
The Pearl, Mississippi school shooting was stopped by Vice Principal Joel Myrick with a Colt 45.
All right. Well, I'm wrong there. That's one I missed. I'm sorry.
The Appalachian school shooting was stopped by two students with handguns.
Now, listen, nobody goes to school in Appalachia. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Something in Santa Clara at a gun shop. Well, you can't count a gun shop.
Yeah.
Because there's guns there. That's like not just a regular armed citizen. That's a room full of fucking guns. So if some armed person stops somebody at a gun shop.
You can't
equate that to the general populace.
And he's right, too. This guy, he said I was mentally handicapped in his reply. And I'm a liberal and we're all brain dead, according to this blog.
Well, some of these, you might be surprised. I think they might be a little in need of vetting some of these stories. Because this one says 17th December 1991.
Yeah.
20 innocent. You know, I love how they start with the day. 20 innocent lives saved. And it wasn't even on the news.
Oh, shit.
ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN wasn't even news to them.
Oh, shit.
Because there were no bloody innocent bodies for film at 11. So they're saying it's some...
nobody does the stories of the shootings that are prevented because there's no dead bodies to put on camera to get ratings.
In Alabama, Anniston, Alabama, CCW holder.
Anniston.
Stopped armed robbers who were herding employees, customers, and his wife into a cooler. He shot both robbers, killing one.
Another success story of guns.
CCW holder.
Now, how many of those? How many... Did you read?
Well, there's a bunch here.
Okay,
I mean,
well, do you think they're all? Are they all true?
How many of them? Well, right.
But I mean, you know, that obviously outweighs all the murders and violence perpetrated by handguns.
Absolutely. And also, nobody is. Nobody's talking about taking away concealed carry permits. Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, I love.
Show me where that is.
Right. Well, how horrible is that, though? You're telling people could just walk around and have a gun hidden on their body somewhere, and don't know?
If they're qualified. The problem is that some of these states are making the qualification for that permit. Like, you know, did you pass gas this morning? Sure. You're qualified. Here is your CCW.
That's horrible, man.
Now, some places you have to fucking take classes and shit and take
a test.
Training. Yeah.
You have to test.
And, but now in other places, I want to say Oklahoma, of course, probably Texas, you just walk up and if you can make an X on for your name, there you go. Hide it wherever you want.
I still think we need some sort of safeguard that's just on all guns, and this creates jobs. This has to be some mechanism.
Smart guns?
Talking about? Well, no, you have to call.
They don't like those.
Call a phone banker, a customer service, say, call any. They're like, hello, gun owner so and so. What's your reason for wanting to shoot? And I say, well, I'm at the range and I want to, practice. Okay, we'll unlock your gun. Or someone's breaking into my house. Would you mind unlocking my gun?
Meanwhile, you're dead.
Because that happens a lot, home invasions.
The guy that said, here you go, retard, had someone respond to him and said, those are facts. They don't respond well to facts.
The brain dead liberal.
Some sort of allergic reaction causes weird responses.
Write him back. I'm going to write him back and say, you can't say the R word anymore. It's that time has passed, buddy. I'm sorry, gun nut.
This other guy says, not only mass shootings, but they also prevent mass murder by out-of-control government regimes.
Out-of-control government what?
Regimes.
Regime.
Yeah, let's see all these teetards with guns taking on a few a few Blackhawks and a drone or two. You're going to do a lot of protecting of us. Rat Boy. Chris Rat Boy, our former colleague over at our wrestling network. At RatStar7 tweeted to us. He's starting a show on the old network, the VOC Nation.
Okay.
We'll toss them a plug.
Congratulations, Rat Boy.
Finally starting Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
My show, Rat Trap, starts up on the VOC Nation. So
good for him, man. That's awesome.
Go to our Twitter feed and click on Rat Boy's on Rat Boy's profile.
I follow Rat Boy on Facebook, and he lives in Philly. Dude. I tell you, there's so many. He posts all these pictures, and there's snow everywhere. I mean, it just looks like the coldest place on earth, Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
And wonderfully kind people.
Oh yeah,
especially the sports fans, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Great there.
What do you like best about having some lunatic Phillies fan throw a car battery at you from the upper deck?
Right.
Fucking assholes.
I love the accent as they're yelling, fuck you.
Hey, fuck off.
Cocksucker.
Oh, my God. There's kind of a funny baseball story. You know, Bryce Harper is knocking the living shit out of the ball.
Right, for the
Nationals. The Washington Nationals. He's 22. He's, whatever.
Dumb.
He's dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit a home run, and he didn't even look. He just thought he hit the ball poorly, thought he got under it, and he slams the bat down. It's all pissed off, running it out, and then finally looks up and he had a home run.
Yeah,
what a dumbass.
Refs are telling him to go through the bases. He's all pissed off.
Oh yeah,
he didn't break the bat though.
No
We've seen that happen.
Oh my God, this one Carlos Quentin, who is now released out of baseball, was going to be one of these big stars for the White Sox, right? He was going to just knock the cover off the ball for him for years, and he had a really bad at bat and then broke his knee or something, trying to break the bat over his leg.
No.
He went to the disabled list because he's stupid. He never really, he wasn't the same after that.
Injuries. Like when they get hurt celebrating.
Yeah.
When they all pile on a pitcher.
Well,
or something,
dude, there was a guy who
comes up limping.
By the end of the season, would have gotten MVP votes. Kendry Morales. One game, motherfucker was on my fantasy baseball team. Hits a grand slam. Rounds the bases for the Angels. Comes in, and they all mob and break his leg. Oh, he's out for a season, nearly two seasons. Never recovered. Never really. Now he's finally playing this year. He's pretty good, but, baseball players are stupid.
A lot of them.
Dumbasses. They're most
maybe not
them,
a lot. Maybe.
Oh,
that's
God,
a generalization.
Dude.
But whoops. Some of them tend to be.
Really? You think if you sat a camera in the dugout and listened to the conversations?
Did you see the large, the new Hadron Collider was fired up and that they've discovered a possible new kind of a quark?
Will someone help me with the word jumble in the New Yorker?
Right.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
No!
We can see what's going on here. In the world, out in the world of, you know, the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Live, unless we're not, unless you're listening to a podcast from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 28th, 2015.
The year.
These are the headlines.
Those persons.
Over on the Huffington Post, the Tommy Tinko liberal.
It beat.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
A nice photograph of a lovely sunset, possibly a sunrise. I don't know which way the goddamn camera's pointing. There's also a gentleman silhouetted who's got like a gun and shit.
Oh, perfect.
And the headline says, the scramble for a new Iraq strategy.
Yay.
Apparently, things not going well. Over in the Iraq.
How are we supposed to take the HuffPost seriously? Isn't it just a bunch of brain dead liberals?
It is retards.
Oh, yeah.
Is our friend's term.
From his Tumblr.
Says Pentagon leaders are trying to fine tune strategy for, you know, getting rid of those ISIS dudes.
God, that sounds so civilized. You're fine tuning it.
Kicking them out of the Iraq, focusing on, quote, faster and better training. And arming of the Sunni tribes, but then there's that whole Sunni Shia thing.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what that means. I'm bored.
The Defense Secretary, Ash Carter, said that military officers were told at the Pentagon this week to come up with ideas.
Right.
Hey, anybody got any ideas?
I have an idea.
I'm not real confident. Are you?
are we talking about how to deal with ISIS?
Yeah.
I have a great idea. Okay. Hello, sharks. Here's my business proposition. Turtlenecks.
I'm out.
No. Turtlenecks. Inside the lining of the turtleneck is a like metal or steel. It's a steel collar. It's hidden. And so when they try to cut your head off, it's impossible for them to cut.
There you go. Your machete-proof calf can or whatever.
And you know what? The infomercial will be hilarious. Oh, my God. That's a sketch. We got to do that. That's hilarious. We just need to get, you know, somebody to play an ISIS guy.
Somebody to write it and shoot it.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Distributed. And
the sword is just like going, hitting him over and over again. And you just keep cutting
clank,
to this,
clank, clank.
This terrorist guy going, what's going on? I can't cut through this. And if you call in today, we'll also include... I don't know.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
I don't know why. Went for the elephant follow-up there.
Elephant-sized ScroGuard.
Elephant-sized ScroGuards for those with big, giant elephant balls.
Right. We'll throw in 4 ScroGuards.
So, I guess things ain't going great since, the whole Ramadi thing and,
yes.
And some other shit going on. So they're now saying, well, you know, President Obama's very confident.
Yeah.
And saying, yeah, we got it. Don't worry. We got this handled.
You know what? I don't think we've ever discussed on the show. How much is a ScroGuard? How much is it? And how many? Do they come in like 10? A pack of 10? Or
the ScroGuard is a giant rubber that you wear. It's,
right.
It's like a diaper.
Sure.
And it covers everything and just leaves a hole for your dick.
It prevents you from getting herpes.
Which you then put a ridiculous rubber on.
Right.
Pricing.
I just never, we've never discussed it. I have no idea, you know.
One Scroguard, 1999.
Wait a second. Is it reusable?
Full retail price.
How the fuck is this place, how are they supposed to stay in business?
Three Scroguards are $49.99. You save $9.98. And you can buy six Scroguards for $89.99. Shipping and handling included. You save $29.95. That's 25%, ladies and gentlemen.
How, you know, how is ship, how, why is shipping so much? It's just latex. It's just a latex overall.
Well, handling, they have to touch it.
They have to handle it.
I don't know if the Scroguard is reusable or not.
I just think it's too expensive and people would probably rather just have herpes.
It says disposable. Now, that doesn't mean it's not reusable.
Do they have an edible line? It must be reusable at that price point. $20. People are going to reuse it anyway.
Premium quality latex reduces skin-to-skin contact in the scrotum and genital area.
Perfect.
Lightweight for comfort. Fits waists up to 48 inches. You fat fucks out there can grab some, grab a scroguard.
Well, listen.
Squeeze your saggy ass cheeks into
Hey,
that.
Whatever. Whatever. Listen, no matter your size, nobody wants herpes.
Right.
Okay. But I can't believe they're one use.
Who loves Scroguard, it says at the bottom.
Me.
Casual sex partners and committed couples who want peace of mind. Men with a high sex drive who enjoy sexual variety. Because no woman's going to fuck them again once they see a giant latex diaper.
Yeah. And married couples, they said, for
sure,
for a peace of mind.
Couples and individuals who love to swing.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Pop on the Scroguard and go to your local key party.
I mean, it's $20. It's just too expensive.
It's pretty expensive.
I wonder where they manufacture that. I mean,
here we go.
They're going to have to go overseas with it.
Can I throw it away after each use or wash it? How do I wash it and store it? Scroguard is disposable and hand washable.
In the dishwasher.
If you want to use the same Scroguard more than once, simply apply a small amount of soap, soft soap to lukewarm warm water to the Scroguard. Don't scrub it. Doing so might damage the latex. Rinse thoroughly.
And then
hang dry with a cloth and hang it up to dry. Out of direct sunlight, so spare the neighbors your Scroguards hanging out on the line.
Imagine walking into somebody's house and like, what the fuck is that drying?
Optional, add some baby powder to prevent it from sticking.
Oh, God.
Store in a dark, cool, dry place. Wasn't that kind of the point? For your next use.
Duh, yeah, the dark place. That goes in the back of the closet, the Scroguard.
What does Scroguard smell like? Well, it says
depends on when you
yeah before or after.
Oh,
latex, it says.
Well,
the same material as a regular condom, so you know, sniff a condom
and imagine if you're a,
which might not be true because condoms have lube and
that's
shit.
True if you're a like a how somebody's maid or something or butler, you have to rinse a Scroguard. Well, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm washing out my boss's Scroguards.
Gross.
I think that's a rough day.
I'm powdering them and hanging them out on the line.
I mean, we need to raise the minimum wage. People are doing these, you know.
Can Scroguard fit different waist and penis sizes?
Of course.
Scroguard is one size fits all. The penis hole is 41 millimeters in diameter, and the waist can fit men up to 48 inches.
There's nothing. You have to call that the penis hole.
Well, what else? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
We recommend using an adjustable elastic strap.
What?
Oh, if you're smaller than normal or if you want an even tighter fit.
Oh my God. That's like getting the seatbelt extender.
They're talking around your dick. Not talking about around your waist.
Right.
They're talking about if you're smaller than normal and you want an even, or you just want an even tighter fit between Scroguard and the condom.
Oh my God.
We recommend using an adjustable elastic strap. They want you to strap the condom on.
Right.
Good God.
Reinforce the seal.
So there you go, ladies and geez.
That's our Scroguard tech segment for the day. It's crab diving.
Crabby tech.
Yeah.
Let's dumb it down. Set their clocks back a few hundred centuries.
Well, I'm already brain dead. Centuries.
a long time. Big red letters over at the Drudge Report. No little flashing red and blue light, though, like they sometimes have when it's a really big emergency. But the headline is former House Speaker.
Yes.
Dennis Hastert.
Oh.
Has been indicted.
Oh, no.
Indicted.
Right.
On reporting evasion charges and lying to the FBI as part of an effort to pay off victims of prior bad acts.
What the
does
fuck
that mean?
By the way, he is a Scroguard user, correct?
I don't know. He's been charged with illegally transferring funds in an effort to avoid detection by the IRS, a scheme known as structuring. That
structuring.
Yeah, he spent 20 years in the House representing, of course, Illinois. Was elected Speaker in 1999 after Gingrich went bye-bye.
I can name one political person from Illinois that's not in trouble right now. Barack Obama. Fucking Blagojevich.
Right. Not actually in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's still those out there who are screaming, impeach him!
Well, I mean, your president has to be born in America.
Right. There's still those going on. So I guess there were a bunch of scandals, they say, when he was speaker. There was a political fight over Terri Schiavo.
Oh, my God. I remember that. That is just a particularly gross moment in history.
James Earl Jones Bush.
Why do we want to revisit that hell and put him into office? Terri Schiavo.
Charges of corruption against then Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got in trouble.
Mark Foley represented Representative Mark Foley in 2006 resigned after he had an inappropriate relationship with an underage House page.
God, these Republicans, man. I mean, they like to party.
Is Hastert a Republican?
Yeah.
Or was he?
Denny Hastert. God damn it, dude. I think so. Think he's a Republican.
Republican Party. Yeah. Dennis Hastert, Republican Party.
I
just think corrupt in Illinois, and I immediately go, Democrats.
It's got to be, yeah.
You know, some of our governors have maybe been caught doing some shenanigans.
You know, I mean, it's not fair. I mean, Daley was a Democrat, and I don't know if there was any, you know, well, there was some scandals around Daley.
Occasionally.
There was one a week. There was one a week.
And he did tell. Junior?
He never got in trouble.
Or the greater.
I don't
Rich
know.
Rich Daley, the greater or the lesser?
I know more about the lesser. I wasn't around for the greater in Illinois.
The greater is the one who told the National Guard to shoot to kill at the Democratic National Convention,
well,
right? 68?
You know, they were just trying to, you know, keep the peace and murder some...
shoot some hippies.
Yeah, yeah. Some liberals and brown people.
Right, and those were the Democrats at the time.
Yeah.
So, big hippies. The hippies were right, motherfuckers.
Yeah, what is it? What is up with the Democrats in Illinois, man?
Shenanigans.
Rahm Emanuel, do you think he's up to shenanigans?
It's
absolutely.
You know, when you build it, I mean, you go back to the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was corruption. These big cities, a lot of these big cities were just fucking built on corruption, obviously. Yeah. So if you've got that base,
it's like you're,
you know, you put the black people over here, you make sure you keep them poor, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. It's like your friend says, Rahm Emanuel. He governs with, what did he say? He governs with six fingers or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Bill in Chicago.
What is that expression? That is the best expression. I cannot remember it right now. Four thumbs or something.
God, I don't remember what
it was. Something fucking bizarre.
With a really big Chicago accent. He said
he's got,
I remember.
Hey, Bill, if you're listening.
Got two fingers and three thumbs.
Call in. 323-601-LIBS.
323-601-5427, everybody. 323-601-LIBS. You can also get us on the Skype machine, which is crab diving.
Yes.
Be our name.
The Skype machine is open.
The sub-headline over at the Drudge Report, because, you know, it can't be all about a Republican getting taken down.
Mexicans.
Street anarchy in Baltimore.
Black people.
Residents fearful amid rash of homicides. Don't worry, Republicans. There's some black people doing some shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor just, you know, maybe move some money. I'm sure they're going after him.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the libtards.
The brain dead.
Meanwhile, all those brown people are doing shit.
Oh, no. The story isn't the fact that a couple of cops or a bunch of cops threw a unarmed, innocent man in the back of a truck and drove him around violently.
He's a thug. He deserved it. Did you see that one jerk face on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving?
He had his spinal cord severed.
The guy that, well, the other story, the one that yesterday the cop was exonerated or within the past couple of days of, you know, hopping up on top of the hood of the car and unloading 40 shots into two unarmed people sitting in the front.
Dude. They had
perpetrated some shenanigans, yes.
That is so fucked up.
Yeah. But that was the one guy on our Facebook page was like, they were criminals that got what they deserve. That's that mindset.
I saw that, yeah.
Now, what about Hastert? Why aren't we dragging Hastert out and putting him in a car and having somebody jump on the hood and shoot the fuck out of him?
Yeah.
He's a criminal. Why doesn't he get what he deserves? But he's not black.
He's white, dude.
I see.
He's white.
He's rich. Rich white guy. I'm sorry.
You haven't been paying attention.
Totally different.
Yeah.
The crimes, maybe, that these two people in that car committed were, you know, maybe against one or two other people, handful of people.
Sure.
Hastert probably fucked over hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people with their shenanigans.
But those guys in the car, they got what they deserve.
Oh, thugs.
I don't know what you do to deserve a cop jumping on the hood of your car and then shooting you, through your windshield to death.
How do you justify you're afraid for your life if you leap upon the hood of a car and unload into the
windshield.
Windshield.
The dashboard. Listen, when you're a cop, you got to rely on your gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that says, you know, I shoot somebody to death.
I thought I saw a gun once on TV the night before.
Yeah.
It was the reflection of his own gun, probably.
God, why did he do it, if you think about it? When you know the facts behind what actually happened, why the fuck would you ever do that?
Well, hopefully, I mean, now that it's still going on, obviously, but hopefully now that the light's being shined on more and more of these, that less and less of these assholes will get away with it. Now that they're finding out that they can't. You know, it's only been within recent times that we would have even heard about this. We wouldn't have known about that.
Absolutely
not. It would have been brave hero cops, kill vicious thugs.
Right. Because it would only be the cop story.
Exactly. And now there's, some truthiness leaking out.
Some accountability.
And accountability and shit. And we're finding out that the black people who've been saying, these cops are beating the shit out of us, they're killing us. They are. They have been. They've been right all along.
But who do we thank for this? For being able to shine the light on these bad cops? Steve Jobs.
Not
Al Gore.
Right.
You know?
I guess. There's cell phones.
Bill Gates.
Who invented the cell phone? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Mr. Phone.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Well, that's the phone.
Okay. Cell phone.
Right.
Okay.
But that's analog technology. This is digital technology broadcasted through the AIA.
Fuck you, liberal brain dead asshole.
Yeah,
back to DeVry.
Don't you whip your anti-science shit out, or your it's anti-science.
Don't cock slap me with your education.
Oh, that make me find the cock slap.
Oh, I love it. It's good.
There it is.
So good.
So that's what's going on the Drudge Report. They're all upset about Dennis Hastert getting indicted. They just, in fact, before my eyes, changed the headline to ex-speaker Hastert indicted on federal charges.
So. Wow. When this happens, why don't you just get the fuck out of Dodge? Find some cash. Go to somewhere cheap to live. Dye your hair.
Illinois, he was caught paying $3.5 million to somebody in hush money.
Jesus.
For, quote, prior bad acts.
Oh, man. So, wow, $3 million.
3.5 mil to shut him up.
Were these bad acts like Duggar-like? I mean, saying. $3 million to keep somebody quiet.
Apparently it worked because we don't know what the bad acts are yet. But
well, now
the hush money must have worked.
Don't you want to know?
Oh, fuck yeah. And I'm sure we'll find out.
Right.
But so far, it's just been the indictment handed down, the special grand jury charges. And it goes on and on and on. You can actually go to the Weekly Standard and get the whole PDF file of the legalese bullshit.
God, I it's got to be something like weird. Crazy.
He had been withdrawing cash in increments of less than $10,000 to evade currency transaction reporting requirements because he wanted his agreement to compensate individual A to remain a secret so as to cover up past misconduct.
Oh,
so
shit.
This 3.5 mil came in increments of less than 10 G's each time. That was a long time paying somebody off, right?
That's a lot of really trips to the bank.
Damn, the ATM.
God, how does anyone have that much money?
Because he was Speaker of the House of the United States of America, because that's all it is now.
How much does that
turns
pay?
Turns into millionaires.
How much does it pay?
That probably doesn't pay all that much. Maybe probably a couple hundred grand a year, which is amazing, but
yeah. That's dude.
You know, he went on to some cushy job afterwards and was making, he was probably making 10 million a year, 20 million a year.
That is, when you say 200 grand to some white dudes, that's chump change. They're like, fuck you.
To him, that's chump change.
I'm going to cash in. I'm the speaker.
Right.
What bad acts did he do? He did something that cost him $3 million.
To that we know of. To that one person.
Dude.
To shut them up.
I'm sorry. This is some pervy shit going on.
So keep your ear holes attached
to this space,
to our porthole, and we'll update y'all on what's going on there. The shenanigans continuing there.
Damn.
Speaking of shenanigans, the ongoing story of the Duggar the Diddler.
Oh, God. Is there more to this?
Well, it's kind of funny. Now, a political cartoonist who frequently on our Facebook, I put up his comics. He's a big flaming liberal and funny. His Mike Lukovich is his name from the Atlanta Journal.
Oh, the Atlanta Journal and Constitution.
Yeah, and Constitution. But he's a big giant lib. And he drew a great cartoon. It's a picture of, a fat, bald white guy, Josh Duggar. He's got a little button on that says Josh Duggar, so you know who he is. It's a cartoon with the funky one. And Josh is wearing a fake halo, like a wire halo above his head. And he says, I got a word named after me. And he's holding a piece of paper, and it says Duggar, verb, D-U-H-G-U-R.
To Duggar.
To sexually abuse innocent victims while trumpeting your moral superiority.
That sounds like a balderdash answer.
Example. Hold my Bible while I Duggar you.
Is this on Urban Dictionary yet?
But now it's hashtag Duggery. Dan Savage tweeted, it's real Dan Savage.
Yeah.
He's sneaky. It's Dan Savage verified, but his Twitter name is at fake Dan Savage.
Oh, what an asshole.
So somebody else had already taken Dan Savage. So he took fake Dan Savage, but it's really him.
That's funny.
He tweeted, clearly Duggery needs to be a word. Should it mean sexual hypocrisy, fundy hypocrisy, child molestation?
I think the cartoonist hit it on the head. That's exactly what it should be.
One guy tweeted to him and he retweeted, the frothy mix of sanctimony and sexual hypocrisy. A little nod to Santorum, the word that Dan Savage created, or Dan Savage's audience created.
Yeah.
Voted on. There were a couple different definitions, right? And they finally, I don't remember what the losing definitions were, but he organized a contest where he'd come up with a definition of Santorum.
Well, Santorum's in the clown car.
The frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex.
Right.
Boom.
Very good.
Memorized. Proud as fuck about that one.
What else you got up there?
A lot of prayers from Catholic school. They're still rattling around
in
there.
Do you still?
You can't get rid of that shit, man. I mean, that's, yeah.
What's your favorite one? What's
yeah, they're all heinous.
If you had to rattle one, gun to
the
your head.
Hail Mary is quick as fuck, so that was always a good one.
Hail Mary, Mother of Grace,
Hail
blah,
Mary,
blah,
grace,
blah.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mother, Mother of God, take us from sin in the name of Jesus, amen.
Sounds like you really mean it.
Yeah. That's when you're doing your penance, after you go in there and tell the priest you touched your dick once and thought
Whoa.
Dirty thoughts about your, you know, fifth grade teacher and stuff
sure.
like that.
You want a dug or something,
and they want the details.
Oh yes.
then they give you, you know, like, and you got to say a rosary, an act of contrition, and a four Our Fathers and six Hail Marys.
You know, they're
like, God damn it. And I used to do that shit. I would actually do that shit. I would go out there like a moron and sit and go, Our Father,
I haven't. It's not your fault. It's not your fucking fault.
But I did it like that. Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You would just crank through them as fast as you fucking could.
You goddamn right. I want to get to the part where you're talking about what you did wrong.
There's no contrition. No, you don't do that in front of the priest. That's your homework.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They don't want to hear that shit. They don't want any prime spanking time wasted by you praying, unless that's what they're into.
So what they say, like, okay, Pat, you need to go home and say five Hail Marys and...
You've seen on TV. You walk in there, you say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. My last confession was... fill in the blank, and then he says something, and then you say, he basically says, okay, go. And you're like, I did this, I did that, I did this. These are the sins that I am confessing to.
I charge you with the sin of piety.
And they never, they generally don't have conversation. They don't, you know, I mean, they're bored as fuck too, unless something really interesting comes along. They're sitting and listening to a bunch of fat Catholics. Yeah. Saying, I thought a bad thought and, you know, I lied on my taxes.
Do you think the priests have recordings of, like, their most favorite confessions?
Well, like, now they're dragging cell phones into that shit.
So evil.
But they're, you know, they're under a lightning bolt to the taint if they allegedly disclose what happens in the confessional.
Wow, now, is that more serious than, say, raping a child?
Well, no, if you confess to it, probably.
I bet that, no, the confession is a holy sacrament, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, violating that is worse than violating a child.
I guess.
I'm trying to figure these Catholics out.
It's also ridiculous. But that's the latest on the Duggar situation, is now that flying through the internet is different definitions. I'm sure we'll settle upon one. Duggery, I like. Two Duggar is good when you to sexually molest someone while being sanctimonious at the same time.
What's the name of the Duggar that the diddling?
Josh.
Josh. Have you seen a picture of him?
Yes.
Big fat ham head.
Big fat ham head.
He's kind of a dipshit. He looks like a dipshit.
So that's the update on the Duggars.
Great.
You're the Duggar diddler, specifically.
The story's still going on.
There was supposed to be a spinoff of the, what was it, 19 and Counting or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And now...
Even the show has babies.
I would assume even TLC, right. I would assume even TLC is, they're saying, taking a look at the spinoff. It was supposed to follow, I think, the daughter and her husband. Don't ask me. Jessa, is that her name?
Yes.
One of the Duggarettes.
Right. Do you think TLC was like, when this story broke, they were like, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe we can still do the show. Day two of the story. I don't know. Day three. We can't do this anymore.
Oh, this person, the first comment here on the story says, it'll be official when Scrabble accepts it.
Oh, to Duggar.
To Duggar.
No.
I wonder if Scrabble accepts Santorum.
Why wouldn't it? But
I don't know that it's in the... Dictionary.
It's in the Urban Dictionary,
yeah,
I imagine.
Sure it is, but can you use Urban Dictionary words?
Well, I mean, it's also in Wikipedia.
Yes.
That definition is...
You can put anything in Wikipedia.
Oh, of course. But that definition is widely used and respected.
Yes.
By many learned people.
Respected.
So what else turns something into a word then? Or, you know...
Well, I don't know.
What else attributes meaning?
I think you have to agree upon the verification device you're going to use. You know, like if you're playing the dictionary game, you got to have the dictionary you're going to use.
Right.
If you play Scrabble, you got to agree, we're going to use this dictionary. We're going to use this.
Like, for instance, the word metrosexual, that's a real word now. It wasn't always.
Correct. So what's if you're going process? By the accepted old English dictionary or whatever, Webster's dictionary that they accept, even if people are saying metrosexual, if it ain't made the dictionary yet, it doesn't count if you're using that dictionary as
how archaic, one of the
rules, right?
Isn't it so funny that people don't want to change these old things like the dictionary? They don't want to change the constitution.
Right.
But we're smarter now.
But you have to agree on a standard if you're playing a game like that. Because what if you're like cuntiliciousness? I just spelled out cuntiliciousness. It's a word.
Well, it's not in the dictionary.
But everybody uses it.
It's not in the dictionary. No. It has
you're tyrant. Well, neither was metrosexual.
No, that's in the dictionary now.
But I'm saying when everybody uses it
right.
before it makes it to the official dictionary.
I don't think you can use
the dumbest.
You cannot use it in Scrabble until it's officially in the fucking dictionary.
Right. So we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But I thought you were outraged by the fact that it was the man imposing rules on people.
Oh, maybe.
Speaking of democracy, listen to the Democracy How podcast here on the network, ladies and gentlemen. The very funny Mr. Very insightful, very irritated,
yeah.
Mr. Sean Donovan. if I don't know, does he friend everybody on Facebook? Friend him on Facebook if you can,
yeah.
Because he does some funny posts and writing too. But Democracy How here on the network,
right?
Don't forget
his posts usually start out with, if you think you're living in a free country, comma,
right?
And then you read it, you're like, oh God.
Well, the tagline
sucks.
Yeah, the tagline is. I mean, his description on iTunes is the U.S. is no longer a democracy.
Right.
He's not even asking.
Oligarchy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yep. Oligarchy, plutocracy, whatever, dickhole-ocracy is what
it happened?
Is right now.
How did we lose our way?
Dumb people were getting fleeced.
Shit.
And more fleeced by voting against their best interest. And I'm looking at you, Tea Party.
Yeah. Mississippi, I mean, Arkansas.
Look at the real damage to the country the fucking Tea Party assholes have done because of the fact that the Republicans had to crawl into bed with them and catch their nasty diseases.
So ridiculous. Now we have to spend all of our time trying to defend against people, trying to close Planned Parenthood.
Instead of trying to, I don't know, evolve.
What about voter fraud,
your views?
What about voter fraud?
Oh, yeah. All those 0.100001%.
Oh, you're on
horrible.
You're on food stamps? Piss in this.
Right. Exactly.
There's 0.0000003 of you are on drugs.
Exactly. And it's going to cost taxpayers more to implement the testing program and all the bullshit that goes with it than offsets any waste or abuse is going on.
But
you can't tell them that.
But I want to be punitive.
To them, every single one, every single mother that's working 40 hours and has a kid trying to, she's working at some shitty job that pays her minimum wage, can't live.
Fuck
you. She's got to get food stamps.
Yeah, yeah. Get your life together. That's
what
they
say. She's a taker. Yeah, she's a taker.
You don't want to give her welfare, but yet you want to give some company welfare that just pours oil into the fucking ocean.
But then they give us jobs. They rain jobs down on us.
Oh.
Like they have been for the past 30 years.
Well, BP certainly made it rain.
While they've been getting richer and richer.
Oh, yeah. Soapbox.
It's so stupid. I mean, how can any Republican look at the evil corporate overlords, corporations mixed in with the oligarchs and the billionaires, and not think, you know, that they're, but you got to check your assholes. You're being reamed without permission.
Put a camera back there.
Because.
Periscope your asshole.
You know, now they're saying, we got to make cuts. You know, the country. We need austerity. We're going to need to cut all this welfare and all this food stamps. We're going to have to cut Medicare and your Social Security. Well, what about all the billions of dollars that you gave Exxon last year? Oh, they need that.
Jeez.
What?
I did a show last.
They're profitable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were profitable on top of the tax cuts and breaks
but
and
now
welfare we gave
now
them.
Now they're more profitable.
Exactly. Now you get it.
I did a show last night in the like community room of a like low income housing project in downtown LA.
Oh, awesome.
It was really nice, you know, and it was awesome. They had a, like a roof garden and all this, these resources, and it, really affordable housing. Some people paid like $60
Wow.
for these studios because they're a month because these guys are homeless.
Right.
Essentially. Otherwise, they'd be in a tent. Why can't we have more of these? It was awesome.
George Lucas is putting some in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was going to do something up in his town, up in his spread in that area, and like the town voted him down or something. Like they didn't want him to do it. So he was like, okay, well, I'll put up some, I'm going to put up tons of low income housing. So I think he was awesome. Kind of, he's like, fuck you all. He wanted to do something. I think it was something nice. He's not just being mean to them by, you know, bringing poor people in.
Yeah.
But he was going to try to do something nice that they turned down, but now he's found out a way to put in like low income housing or something.
Well,
like
you know, that's kind of interesting.
I think that's the story.
I mean, if you're a really rich guy, say you buy some huge expanse of land, and you have your house there in the middle of it, your big mansion, but around it, you just build like, you know, little tents or cubicles or something where all the poor people can live, and you let them live there for free. Meanwhile, you have like, you know, God, you know, you have this business like corn and all these plants that you have these people harvest, and that's in exchange for living there. They tend your fields and stuff.
Feudalism.
Oh, right. And it provides you security if you're attacked by George, by, you know, like Liam Neeson's big mansion.
White people in droves.
I don't like my idea. I've just talked myself out of this.
I'm bad sorry idea. To those who are being beheaded.
Thank you, Glenn.
So that's what's going on there. What else have I got? What other stories? What else is going on in the world? The this, you know, this Pam Geller hag, this she's the one who organized that. Hey, let's draw a Mohammed contest.
God.
Because we hate Islam and we hate the Muslims.
Why is she in the news again?
Well, she's inspired. It's just giving legitimacy to the hatred, the vile hatred, xenophobic bullshit beliefs that she has. Now, Friday, this coming Friday.
It's Friday.
Tomorrow. Friday. Looking forward to Saturday.
Oh, yeah. But
tomorrow is... It says that there is a group in Arizona who, I guess there's going to be some kind of Islamic community center thing. Maybe, I don't know if it's a specific event going on or if these guys are just going to go to bug the community center. I think they're just going to go. A group of bikers, basically.
Like
are planning an entire no,
not mountain bikers.
No, like Waco, let's shoot the fuck out of each other, God. Bikers. White supremacists, kind of
my favorite.
True Americans, you know.
Oh yes,
are preparing an entire evening of anti-Islam events.
Shut the fuck up. It's like a fair.
They're calling it a response to the recent attacks in Texas, where two armed terrorists with ties to ISIS attempted jihad. ties to ISIS is dubious, by the way. They still haven't found any like official handler type shit
right.
for those two guys that got killed.
Yeah.
Outside of Pam Geller's ridiculous event.
Yeah.
So this group has decided to protest at a mosque.
Oh, God.
At the mosque that the two men went to.
But
because they're sure it's a center of ISIS recruitment. The mosque is the mosque is located in Phoenix.
Back to one.
More than 1,000 miles from where the shooting took place. They're going to start
Yeah.
On the agenda.
God.
They're going to meet at Denny's.
Really?
In Phoenix.
That's a good idea. Man, they have some affordable shit at Denny's.
Where they're going to start a cartoon contest.
Oh.
Mocking Islam.
Is Denny's allowing this?
Then they're going to have a, quote, patriotic ride to the mosque for a peaceful protest at the time when the Muslims are showing up for evening prayers.
For a peaceful protest where we express just extreme hatred and racism.
Meanwhile, there's pictures of these people. Their peaceful protest will consist of a bunch of white guys wearing... Oh, it's on the Facebook page. A bunch of white guys wearing T-shirts that say stuff like, fuck Islam. Wave American flags.
Wait, you can buy a fuck Islam T-shirt?
Oh, sure.
Oh, shit.
They say the Facebook event page, by the way.
Right.
Freedom of speech rally round two, they're calling it.
Are they selling fuck Jesus T-shirts as
this
well?
This will be a all capitals peaceful protest. Let me fix this. This will be a peaceful protest in front of the Islamic Community Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This is in response to the recent attack in Texas where two armed terrorists, without the S,
yes,
with ties to ISIS, no,
right,
attempted jihad.
God.
Everyone is encouraged to bring American flags and any message you would like to send to the known acquaintances of the two gunmen.
So, okay. It's going to be a lot of please burn in hell, blah, blah,
oh, fuck
blah.
Yeah. This Islamic Community Center is a known place that the two terrorists... Again, why do people do that? You know, they do that with the word atheist, too.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know that the plural has a fucking S on it, you moron.
Right.
Atheists.
I shot a couple of deers.
It's not a herd of atheists.
Over the weekend.
God.
So dumb.
Two terrorists frequented. People are also encouraged to utilize their, T-H-E-R-E,
I love
Second
it.
Amendment rights.
You're also free to exercise your command of grammar.
You notice that one. People are also encouraged to utilize their Second Amendment right.
No, great.
At this event, just in case our First Amendment comes under the much-anticipated attack. So they're calling for everybody to be armed. And packing.
I don't mean to be a negative Nancy or to be too negative about this event, but how can they call it a peaceful protest when...
Well, because they're anticipating an attack.
They're selling T-shirts that say, fuck Islam.
Well, but that's not violence.
That's my freedom of speech. It's just being an asshole.
The date, Friday, May 29th, 6:15 p.m. This is when they normally host a large prayer. You know what would be really cool?
Now we're going to ruin it for them.
Do you remember, was it like Syria or one of those, you know, heinous shitbag places over there where there was some shenanigans going on and some Islamic dickwads were targeting Christian churches? Maybe Egypt. And a bunch of other Islamic people, the normal, everyday, nice, regular Islamic people.
Yes.
There ain't none. Formed a human circle around the church.
I thought you'd say human centipede.
As the services were going on inside, protecting the Catholics,
right,
and the Christians.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, you didn't see that on Fox News a lot, but the it'd be nice to see this happen here.
If
a bunch of Christians go and try to protect the Islamic Community Center these assholes who are inciting violence.
You know what I'll say? Temper your expectations.
God, who do you root for? I hope there's nothing that happens. Obviously, no violence. But if violence erupts, I'm rooting for the Islamists in this group.
Well, these guys are obviously the attackers. They're the aggressors.
Right.
They're going to Denny's. This is so bizarre. So
they're going to try to incite violence. They're going to try, and this is the kind of thing where I'm going to get Alex Jonesy. This is the kind of thing where they're going to try. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody false flagged it. If somebody shot a gun in the air or something,
yeah,
just to get it going.
Well, it's crazy. I don't think that's...
That Muslim shot at me!
And think of the, you know, it's not a bright group. They're going to, at the Denny's, is that where the Muhammad drawing contest? Yeah, that's where they're organizing.
Bikers will meet at Denny's, located, I'm not going to give the address, kickstands up at 6.
Yeah.
There will be a Muhammad cartoon contest, and the winner will be announced at the after party. Participants must show cartoon at the rally. We will not have food vendors at this event.
Okay.
Because we don't want this to turn into a carnival.
But you're at Denny's already.
People can bring snacks and water, but please keep the neighborhood clean.
But just not, don't cross the carny line.
There will be an after party at Wild Bill's.
Oh my God. It's just, America is just so embarrassing.
An after party at Wild Bill's.
And I love all the rules, like, the winners of the Muhammad drawing cartoon contest will have to present their drawings at the festival.
Right.
I don't even understand what's going on. And what does it culminate with? They go to a mosque and yell at...
They're going to protest outside of a mosque while they're having their evening prayers. This is that mindset. This is like that Christo cunt that went up and interrupted the services they had at the National Cathedral. When they allowed the national, remember the Islamic, they had Islamic prayers at our national cathedral, and she ran in there and ran up to the mic and pushed somebody out of the way. It was like, Jesus says you're all gonna burn in hell.
Keep it classy. Fucking assholes.
And then she did the same shit at that rally in Texas where the Islamist the Muslims were trying to get together for community outreach. They're trying to get together, like, how do we convince these people we're not trying to kill them? We're Americans. Not every Muslim wants to blow up America.
Absolutely. Let me ask you something. How about when a white guy kills somebody, why don't you find out where he went to church, go to their church, and protest their prayer or interrupt his,
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
The cartoon... The Phoenix police and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are aware of the plans.
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled. Great. This is not going to be fun.
The guy organizing it says, I'm just a blatant, blunt, outspoken Marine.
No, you're an ignorant bigot.
And the Garland shooting struck a nerve. I appreciate that the Phoenix Islamic Center did come out and condemn the two gunmen. They've come out and they've condemned ISIS, but
we're still gonna
still not enough for them to not go and shit on their service.
The anti-Islam fair,
right?
We don't want it. We're not crossing the line. We are not turning this into a fucking fair.
Oh, and here we go. He says it's not enough because people call those two the extremists, but to me, it's just a regular Muslim following their book as it's written. So there you go.
What does he read? What book does he read?
He's talking about the Quran that it says we should go out and kill.
I'm just questioning his reading comprehension skills.
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He hasn't read the Bible. I'm sure he's ready to spout whatever, but he ain't read the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
So he says these are the measures we have to take to expose the true colors of this religion.
God, he's so dumb.
Unfortunately, we have to hold a cartoon contest, as silly as it sounds, to be able to show the true colors of Islam.
What?
He's basically saying that they're trying to incite violence. They're trying to dare them to attack and show the real Islam.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, let's go to, I don't know, Alabama on a Sunday morning.
Fuck ye.
And let's go surround some Christian fuckwad church.
Right.
And start protesting fuck Jesus t-shirts.
Yeah.
And let's wait for them to incite some. I'm sure there's not going to be any violence from those wonderful Christian loving
fire at
humans.
Will.
Right.
Two in the head, one in the chest. Conserve your ammunition. There's so many. We need to shoot.
He says that the rally is not meant to stir up trouble. You lying sack of dog shit.
Then what's its purpose?
Un-American, vile creature. You lying cunt.
You're an asshole. But what's its purpose, though, really? Why doesn't anyone ask him that? He's like, that's not why we're doing this, okay?
He said he let them know. Well, I let them know we're coming that day.
Oh, thanks.
And I hope everything can remain peaceful. But I'm telling all my biker assholes to be armed and ready for you towel heads.
I let them know.
Basically what he said.
I posted on their Facebook page.
President of the Phoenix Islamic Center declined an interview, but said he is aware of the group's planned protest.
Yeah.
Said as long as the protesters stay off their property, they can rally all they want. So hopefully the Muslims will be the obviously the bigger people and the sane people in this fight.
Let me tell you something. If I'm a Muslim living in that community, I take that weekend. I go on vacation. I don't want to be around those scary white people on bicycles. I get it. Motorcycles. Fuck that.
It is funny, though. I was the first story I read about it was on Addicting Info, you know, a commie pink of liberals.
Effete.
Addictinginfo.org. And then I went over to a different version of the story from Fox 5 Vegas. And this is the one that...
How trashy.
It tells the story from this asshole's point of view. This Ritzheimer. Here in America, we have freedom of speech. It's under attack from Islam.
That's not
that Fox bullshit. They, by the way they wrote this story, they're condoning what this fucker is doing, this shitbag, and giving him an equal, like his views are deserving of equal consideration.
It, you know, these assholes, these bigots, they don't understand that, yes, you can say whatever you want. You're allowed to say whatever you want, but be prepared for the consequences, right? For people to make fun of you and to make you look stupid.
Oh, but then they're persecuted.
Yeah.
But then you're persecuting them.
No, we're just making fun of you because you're so dumb. I mean, they're meeting at a Denny's to hold like a drawing contest. Who is judging this? How are they judging it? I'm interested.
I don't know who the panel of judges has been selected to.
Is it their top racist or is it like, are they all artists? I mean, are they going to consider quality of the sketches?
No, I'm thinking it's probably a pretty safe bet that the answer to that one's no.
Who's that guy that used to sell all those painting by number catalogs on TV? He had those commercials where they teach you how to draw. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You mean like the guy with the bob, the guy with the fro?
Right. Is he judging?
No, I think he's dead.
Oh, damn it.
So that's what's going on.
I heard George Bush is going to judge. He is an artist.
He is. He's a quite talented artist of...
I drew Muhammad's feet.
His own body parts. So gross. So congratulations, Phoenix. You've got some really winners, some real winners there.
What? Arizona is just, what a great state. You'd think they were fucking Mississippi.
There's some interesting people out there. Where's, oh, that's Nevada.
Sheriff Joe.
Oh, Sheriff Joe's from Arizona, but the Bundys are from Nevada. So they've got some shit going on.
Who's the governor there that's the real asshole?
Which one?
The governor of Arizona.
Oh, it was Jan. I don't know who it is now. It's some other asshole took over from Jan Brewer. She's no longer.
No.
The governor.
How sad.
I've got a little bit of a clip. Do you want to hear from none other than Brian Fisher?
Oh, my God. Now I don't give a shit. I'm going to guess. It's gay. It's got to be gay that's going on.
Well,
here.
A little bit. You know, there's some stuff going on in Texas.
Fuck you.
Give us a call if you like, by the way, 323-601-5427, because Fisher's taking a call in this segment.
Burn in hell.
Apparently, Fisher and the American Family Association channel in HD.
I want to call him.
Have, you know, the technology that he could take calls.
How many callers?
For his focal point.
God.
Show.
I bet he gets tons of listeners. He must.
Here's a little segment. Caller on the phone, it says, from Focal Point, and listen to about what's going on in Texas.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to make some comments on the Texas flooding.
I wanted to make some comments on the Texas flooding.
I thought you said sledding.
Now, I'm hoping, just listen.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to make some comments on the Texas flooding. The places that are underwater, Austin, Wimberley, San Marcos, Bastrop, and the Hill Country,
yeah,
they're overrun with witchcraft and sodomy.
Come on. This is a lie. She's baiting him.
This is what I was going to say. I'm hoping that this is somebody who's fucking with Brian Fisher. That this is not an actual live human being who believes that witchcraft and sodomy are going on. I mean, I'm sure sodomy is going on, but witchcraft is going on.
It's too funny.
In the right. It's. I don't know.
That line is well constructed. Right.
Well, maybe she wrote it down beforehand. On a, you know, a little napkin or something.
Yeah, on fire.
If you go into those areas, you can just see it. And also Houston.
You can see the sodomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're buggering each other in the corners down in Austin.
They're duggering at will.
They're duggering.
You can just see it. And also Houston, they have a whole area that's like a Sodom and Gomorrah. It's Montrose Street. And then
oh, wait, write that down. Okay. Note to self.
Right.
If I find myself in Houston, fun place to go.
Kate, put it on the map.
Is Montrose Street. I'll bet that's where the titty bars are and stuff like that, right?
And the Wiccans.
And a couple of gay bars.
And the Cauldrons.
Oh, or do you think that's like Boys Town?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what she's referring to? Think it's titty bars?
But she said witchcraft as well, correct?
Yeah, but she's more worried about
it. But don't you think the witches have a part of Houston they're relegated to?
No, they're everywhere. They're permeating
Broomtown.
The Christianity.
It's Montrose Street. And then, they have a sodomite mayor. So if anybody...
It's the lesbian mayor that they have.
Is this Amy Poehler?
Sodomite.
So if anybody says that Texas is being judged for its conservative values, or being judged and can even connect conservative values with it, that's very far-fetched.
You know, all the memes on the internet now are like, if why is God whipping out his eternal schlong and cock-slapping Texas?
Yeah, why?
With this kind of stuff if, they're all, like, conservative and shit.
Oh, we have a caller on the line.
And Jesus-y.
And I believe it is a...
We have a caller on the line...
An Alaskan area code.
Is it really?
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the line. Is it Sarah Palin?
Yeah, hello there. I didn't think I was going to get in. I called earlier.
Oh, it's Bristol Palin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I missed you. I missed your call. Sorry about that.
Okay. No, it's cool. Ooh, what's going on?
He opens with a rebuke.
Yes. Jeff. You missed my call.
This is Jeff, the crab diving correspondent from Talkeetna, Alaska, just a sea hare away from the Wasilabillies.
Just to see here, yeah.
How's it going up there?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just sitting out here in the sun in my lawn chair.
Like, are you sketching Mohammed?
I am sketching. Am I sketching Mohammed? I don't know. I was on some to the show, but
you're unsure if you're sketching Mohammed.
Yeah,
and I might be.
So you're high as fuck, and you're sitting there watching.
What about sketching him in my mind?
Oh yeah,
that count.
That's a sin. Burn in hell.
Burn in hell. How's
I just thought I'd give you guys an update on stuff up here in Alaska. I haven't called in a while. It's been pretty busy. I'm back waiting tables at the pub again, and all the tourists are coming in and giving me all their money. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Tourist season.
But, Nagley's in the West Road Pub and Grill, which is where Mayor Stubbs lives and reigns. And
the cat. Still with us, by the way, despite his horrific assassination attempt last year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's looked really good. He's got a new...
Is he...
Did we lose him?
Hello? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yep, I think we...
Shit.
The Palins must have snuck up there and used some sort of cell phone scrambling technology.
Maybe it was Mayor Stubbs.
Maybe Stubbs.
The kitty mayor.
He pissed on the cell tower.
Yeah, he didn't want any information getting
right
out. Oh, he's back. Hold on one second.
Oh, he's back.
Hello, caller. I'm listening.
Hello.
Yes.
And you're back.
Okay, yeah. I'm back. Anyways, yeah, Stubbs is doing great. He looks really good. He seems happy. He's, he's got a new hiding place, like, under the soda cooler.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, and it's great. He's always under there, and you know, he's, you know, walking around being sociable. But we have new owners now because the general store and the restaurant behind it, and it's a beer and wine bar too, where I work, and where I was working when Stubbs, during the assassination attempt, and I called you guys with exclusive.
That's right. We had breaking news.
I think it was that day or the next day, yeah.
So is someone, is someone buying up Talkeetna?
No.
Okay.
No, like Dennis Freeman, the previous owner, you know, he's getting older and kind of wanted to retire and sold the business. And he sold it to these people, this couple, young couple, they're like, I don't know, late 30s or something. They got like three cute little girls running around, and they live in the house right behind the restaurant, which is where Dennis used to live in the summers. And so they live back there, and they're like super nice. Dude's from Norway, and it's like lived in the U.S. for a long time. They're super cool. But interestingly enough,
this is got an inside baseball for the village of Talkeetna. You know what I mean?
It's history.
Yeah, it's history. Interestingly enough, in the paperwork for the sale, Stubbs is in the contract.
Is he really?
He's bequeathed?
Yeah. Bequeathed?
No, not bequeathed. I mean, essentially, he bought Stubbs.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because he lives at the restaurant. And
right.
Yeah.
So this is still
the mayor. I mean, it has nothing to do...
So this is like
really,
a...
It has nothing to do with his status as a politician whatsoever. Or leader. You know?
It's like the Koch brothers with Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
And the Kochs.
Right.
Same kind of thing.
And he just lives there. Basically, someone bought the house he lives in because, you know, he doesn't deal with money and things like that. He's beyond.
Yeah, wait, are you sure the cat does not have a wallet?
Man, I haven't seen it.
Does he have a PayPal account or Bitcoin? No. The Mayor Stubbs has a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah. Takes Apple Pay.
Shitload of Bitcoin. Right. Shitload of Bitcoin. Yeah. And you know, other news. Like, let me tell you, I've been really enjoying the climate change because this spring, like right after Ryan left when he was up here visiting, which he did the podcast from my Unabomber cabin, which go to crabdiving.com, blah, 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 blah.
Perfect.
Thanks for the...
You like that?
Yeah,
I do.
We're going to use that as our new promo.
Right, blah, 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 blah.
Go to crabdiving.com, blah, 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 blah.
More about me.
Just go fucking find it. Find it your own goddamn self. I don't know. So anyways, like right after he left, all the snow melted away, the sun came out, it was like 50 degrees, 60 degrees. No mud.
Are you suggesting causality?
Yeah, and it's been really great. I feel like I've had a summer before the summer.
When the atheist, the atheist liberal left, the sun parted the clouds.
The what now?
When the atheist liberal left, the sun parted the clouds up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I'm not excited about climate change or anything, but I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just enjoying it.
There are some areas.
Great.
Where it's going to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of places is going to be shitty, but there are some areas that are, you know, kind of shitty now. It might be a little warmer and nicer.
But listen to that. Do you hear Jeff's attitude? There's nothing I can do about climate change. Come on. We all can do our part.
Less beans. Fewer beans.
Can I for a moment, like, explain that for you, and I'll tell you what that is?
Oh, yes.
This whole idea that's been created that the individuals, like me and you, the people that walk around by themselves, can actually have a change by recycling a can or getting a Prius. That's not going to help anything. It's the multinational corporations that need to be held responsible. You have to hold those guys because we're like the minnows, and they're like the giant, huge sharks. And they're the ones who are in control. And if you can rein them in, that's when there'll be real change. Otherwise, I mean, it's great. I do that. I mean, I try to do, speaking of which.
Yeah, like, one second. Hey, at Vile Experience wants to rebut your point.
Oh, I was just going to say that, I mean, like what I had to go through this morning with the smog test here. I'll disagree with you. I think if each person thinks that their little drop in the bucket doesn't matter, suddenly the bucket's full. And we're fucked. You know what? So yeah. I don't care how infinitesimal the bullshit I had to go through today was. I feel like you got to do your part.
The honey bucket is full. You hear? You heard it here.
I agree with you, and I guess I could change, amend my statement. I would have to say that it doesn't matter what we do, but they make it sound like it's up to us to have the real change. And change starts with us,
right?
But we can change all we want.
Dude, there you go.
Multinational corporations aren't held to this. It doesn't really matter what we do. It does, but in the long run, we're still going to be screwed.
A
little bit. That's not enough.
But the systemic disconnect of what the people, the representatives, they don't represent us now because once they get to that level, they're bought and sold by the big corporate evil oligarchy dickwads.
Then why compost?
I enjoy composting.
Right. Well, that helps the environment, right? You compost.
I do my part. Like, I ride my bike to work and stuff. I mean, I do all this stuff. I'm just saying, I like doing it because it makes me feel good, but I don't actually think it's going to help. I think that it's the big dogs that are going to have to, that'll make the real change.
But, right, we got to change big dogs.
So, that being said, like, I do want to, like, throw in this one thing. Like, knowing what I know about the government and the way governments work, all governments have always worked, is that it's an illusion that you have any kind of control or any kind of say. And,
yes.
And that it, you know, it doesn't, it's an illusion. And to think that, like, so which I think that because of that, like, I kind of believe that voting was invented. They're like, hey, everyone's getting really pissed off at the king or this oligarchy that we have, so let's let everyone vote. And that way they can think that they're actually having a say. And really, we'll just take the ballot box and make it whoever we want to win, which is essentially what they're doing now with Diebold. And so my solution to that is we have to get together and find a benevolent king.
Oh, yeah, me.
To rule the country. Whoa. And to make sure that they have the people's interest in mind with every decision that they make.
Why don't we fix the system?
That person's son who's in the family holds those same values is the next ruler. That way we don't have to mess with elections, which gets screwed up anyway.
But that doesn't work either, because how many shitheads
will never.
How many shitheads are raised?
Be legitimate.
Oh my God.
How many shitheads? How many shitheads are raised by nice people? That's gone right there. They have their parents' values. Look at how many dickwads fall out of nice cunts.
There'll be a vetting system. It's not like if the king has only one son and like.
An election.
Which
is what we do. It's an election. It's democracy.
Hey, you're on my show. Let me talk. The vetting system you're speaking of in this sort of world you've constructed is the bloody coup where people get drug out. If the king does a bad job, the people drag him out into the square and guillotine his head.
No. That's not how it's going to work. I mean, I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but there is, my thing is the elections will never be, they will always be fraudulent, always, no matter what. That's what I think. And that's why I think the king thing would be a better option, because at least we don't have to go through that whole scam.
Well, let's try it.
Somebody good, we stick with them.
Let's try it. You guys want to try the king thing?
I went to Thailand, and it was amazing. You like homeless people get a license from the government to go out and beg anywhere they want, and everybody respects them. Everybody gives them money, and you can start like a little business like in your front yard with no kind of license. You just go and do it, and whatever. Here's one thing,
and
You don't want to say anything negative about the king.
What's their air quality like?
After all, we've already picked them, and so there's a reason for that.
Yeah, but wait. Say that again. Say the one rule again.
We don't want to say anything negative about this, futuristic king I'm talking about. And there's a reason. It sounds bad, I know.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
That's the only rule. You can say anything you want, but that's the only rule. And the reason for that is the new king is going to be our savior, He's going to be a benevolent king who won't get us into crazy wars.
Oh, my God.
And so we respect him and revere him.
almost like a god.
Yeah, yeah, wait. How do we
around him?
Hey, how do we pick the king? How do we pick the fucking king?
This is just a sketch of a plan.
We're back to the Muhammad sketch.
All the details, you know, aren't there yet, you know, and this idea, you know, it just needs, you just need a group of people to get together.
We need to nominate some people, right? You just nominate someone you want to be king.
No. Nomination, I don't know. Like, you want to get away from this whole voting thing, because it's a fraud anyways. So you get the king, you get a good system, and it's never going to get screwed up because, you know, he's going to, like, maintain this benevolent culture.
I nominate for king.
For us.
I'm going to throw out a couple of names. I nominate Richard Dean Anderson. What do you think about that? MacGyver.
I don't know who that is.
He played MacGyver.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Not that guy.
Okay.
Getting right. Better.
Well, no, that's the best.
Bernie Sanders.
What about Bernie Sanders?
Hey, what about? No, he's a politician.
Okay.
Politicians. I know he sounds great, and that's probably the person I'm going to vote for. I haven't quit voting yet, but I might.
Yeah.
I might vote for. I like that guy, but I mean, he's probably corrupt. I mean, come on.
You mean
you can't be like a lifelong politician without like being corrupt? Can you? I don't think so. I think the answer is no. See, but with the new king.
Hey, what was that? What were you going
to
say?
No, I was just going to say make a comment about him walking to the Bernie Sanders side of the room.
Oh yeah, because that's how you
caucus.
You guys do a caucus up in Talkeetna, right?
Oh yeah, we do. I guess we're going to do that again.
Well, no. Listen, if we do your plan, there's no caucus.
Well, that's fine too. I mean, I could still go there and drink anyways. We don't have to have the caucus. We'll just get together. And so, but yeah, I just think the voting thing is just guaranteed to be a sham every single time, guaranteed. And so, I mean, I can't think of any other solutions besides the benevolent king. And I think it'd be great, and that way you could put pictures of them up on the wall. And
we could all get we could all get the same haircut as I don't know, John McEnroe. What about that guy, tennis guy?
You can do what you want, you know. There's just that one rule. You don't want to be slamming the king all the time, you know. that's the thing.
All right.
There you go.
I love it.
So anyways, king.
Yes.
From
it'd be awesome.
From Talkeetna.
From Talkeetna.
Oh, one more thing. I know I've been on the phone for a long time. So up here in Republicanville, USA, my little spot is a nice little blue spot in the red, mostly. And so we're in the Matsu Borough, and Palmer, for example, they've had recycling for like 30 years where you can go and dump it there, the recycling, and it's kind of like it's a borough thing.
Okay.
So we wanted to get one here, but they don't like to spend money on stuff, and we're fiscal conservatives, and we don't like paying for big government. So what we had to do is have our own fundraiser and get the village band to get together, and we had a potluck at the hangar to raise money for something that the government should already have been giving us. You know what I'm saying?
That's the libertarian wet dream.
Yeah.
I know, and so I was just like, why? I mean, I was glad to do it. I went and played my band. I was glad to do it.
Oh, that's cool.
But at the same time, I'm like, this is what we got to do. It's like, we got to have a fundraiser. Like, just get the Sample Tones together. You know, that's our, like, old-timey band.
Yeah.
A bunch of old people. Well, they're really great, but they're like, it's a broke-down village band. I mean, it's just crazy. So, yeah, now we get recycling. I guess we've made enough money, but, like, I didn't donate anything. I was like, I'm not paying for that shit. I mean, I want recycling, but do it. You know, you're the government.
All right.
Just give me some services.
Listen, I want you to be careful up there in Alaska. Watch out for polar bears because they are coming farther south, what with climate change and all.
Well, there's a hybrid now, and we don't know if it's reproducing.
Oh,
so the polar bears have been going, I guess, since
like a Prius bear?
Well,
it doesn't run on fuel.
The polar bear has been breeding with the grizzly bear, and they found, I guess they shot and killed one, and they're like, oh, it's a polar bear.
It's a grizzly
bear. And, but they, I don't know, maybe they found this out. I don't know if it can reproduce or not. It might be like a,
yes.
Like a mule.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a horse and a llama.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, that, I don't know. So, yeah. But anyways, yeah, global warming has been
happening. Well, listen, thank you so much. Thanks for calling, man, and take care up there.
Welcome.
And say hi to Bowie.
I will.
Bowie. Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Later.
Good luck.
Later.
It's Jeff calling for a king.
That's right. A benevolent king. Just,
a benevolent king.
But you just have to pick the right one. You have to pick the right king.
But no elections to somehow pick the right king.
But all
that's a detail.
Yeah. But no, you nominate people, and all of a sudden, if the king doesn't seem like the right king, there's a vetting process where you hack him to death.
Well, I think the system will work if we can get back to the system. You know, it wasn't rainbows and Hummers when in the 50s, you know, I mean, in 60s and stuff, but we did have the vote meant a little bit more because the giant fucking dickwad corporations weren't absolutely completely in charge like they are now.
Citizens United.
Exactly. So I think
gerrymandering.
To start, it would be to go after Citizens United, get campaign finance under wraps, publicly finance these goddamn stupid elections so that we're not doing what we're doing right now. Why? Although, bad for us, because we wouldn't have the material we have right now, because you would start the election, 6 weeks ahead of time or something like that. That's when you start campaigning. I don't want to see your stupid face out there talking about being president 2 years ahead of time.
One paper. You write one paper, everybody reads it.
It's a book report.
You vote for the guy with the best paper.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's not so bad. 500-word essay.
I think you need some debates.
Yeah.
Which are always fun. But yeah, it's just once we get a handle on that, there's always good, like Jeff was right. There's always going to be corruption. There's always going to be shenanigans. But we can also try to get a handle on them as best we can. And right now, the people have no say. The people are saying things, and the people that allegedly represent us are saying, fuck you. I'm not voting for that.
Yeah.
But we want background checks. 90% of us say, hey, we should, you know, just have a stupid background check when you buy a gun. Fuck you. The NRA gave me $8 million.
I mean, you could see how this country operates. It would seem like we're living in a dictatorship or something.
Right.
You know, we're in an oligarchy.
And the Kochs have said they're going to spend almost $1 billion.
What a bunch of assholes.
Two nasty old white men are going to spend $1 billion to decide who you should vote for.
Got it.
Think about that. And these assholes, their tentacles reach to these local elections. You've got cokey cunts that are slithering into elections on goddamn school boards they're putting money into. This Americans for Prosperity, that wing of the Coke monster.
Yes.
They put money into local elections. I read something about, I don't know, it was goddamn Oregon or, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere where a town was like, we don't want fracking. We're going to vote against this fracking. And all of a sudden this money comes raining down.
Right.
From the Americans for Prosperity to get for the guy that wants to frack.
That's insane.
But no, you know, so they talk about the Christians scream about the ACLU or the Freedom From Religion Foundation. How dare they come from New York City and tell us what to do?
Jesus
How dare
Christ.
They come from Wisconsin and try to tell us what to do?
How hypocritical.
Yeah, but they're okay with the Coke snatches sitting
yes.
there in their towers in Kansas.
Oh, my God.
And fucking dictating who they should vote for in the middle of Oregon because they think their system is the best.
God.
That's the way that you should all live.
Do you think the Koch brothers, do they finance Brian Fisher?
No, I don't know. We're not even a third of the way through that, by the way. I'm going to back up a little bit. This is if you just tuning in, a Christo ninny was calling into the Brian Fisher show.
Oh, God.
Rebecca from College Station, Texas, who may or may not be some bullshittery
right.
just because of what she's saying about the. I almost want to rewind a little. I'm going to rewind a little. Here's a little bit of what she says is going on in Texas.
Is you can just see it. And also, Houston
they have a whole area that's like a Sodom and Gomorrah. It's Montrose Street. And then, you know, they have a Sodomite mayor. So if anybody says that Texas is being judged for its conservative values or being judged and can even connect conservative values with it, that's very far-fetched, because here in the Brazos Valley, we're like between Austin and Houston, and we've had a lot of flooding too, but we're not underwater, even though we're in a valley.
I don't know. If she's one of us fucking with them, she's good.
I mean,
she sounds dumb as fuck, doesn't she? Yeah. I mean, she's a brilliant actress, or a complete failure of the American
and
educational
so good.
System.
Right? And so good at those points.
Yeah, she knows.
This is well rehearsed.
She's got her Fox bullet points right.
Oh, my God.
She probably got the screen frozen on Bill O'Reilly's bullet points that he reads to you.
You know what's different about the Brazos Valley is that we kicked out abortion. We don't have an abortion clinic, and the views here are pretty conservative. So,
we kicked out abortion, so it ain't raining here.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what she's saying.
Sounds so
I just find that very interesting. I believe if God's judging Texas, it's because of the witchcraft and sodomy that we've allowed to run.
Meanwhile, she's been yapping for a minute now, and Brian Fisher this whole time, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's like working on his taxes or something. He's shuffling papers.
He's playing
Minesweeper.
He's
crossing shit out with a pencil.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
circling shit, and he's kind of nodding every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, you can see what he's doing.
Yeah, he's on YouTube, too.
The witchcraft and sodomy that we've allowed to run rampant.
Okay, Rebecca. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. You know, and Rebecca's point is, look, if you're going to attribute what's happened, the flooding in Texas, to some kind of supernatural cause.
God, where is he going to go with this?
Because you can make a geographical connection between the flooding and the practice of the occult and witchcraft and the embrace of homosexuality. That's where the disaster is being felt the worst. So that's an
So obviously it's not.
Christ.
It's not the fact that Texas, that the patriots of Texas are trying to kick the faggots out and the muzzies.
Right.
That these are happening. If you look, it's where all the faggots and muzzies are.
How can he
that all the water is
say this with a straight face?
God,
a very straight
he's
face.
He's good at, an old white straight face.
Yeah.
Oh, and now my computer's being cut.
Homosexuality. That's where the disaster is being felt the worst. So that's an interesting thing. And, of course, I'm not saying this is what's happening in Texas.
No, of course not.
I'm not saying this, but
You're
it could be.
Saying, right.
This is some Republican brain jujitsu.
Yeah. But, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, that was a natural disaster, and it was very localized. I mean, it's probably volcanic activity, but it wiped out those two towns. It didn't wipe out the entire...
Oh, my God. Why this is so idiotic.
But wait a second. Why is he trying to attribute an actual geological, scientifically provable event
to
with what's supposed to be God whipping out some smitage on these two towns?
That's how God does it.
Oh,
that's his system.
I see. And then he shows up on toast.
Whenever there's anal sex, he summons a volcano through seismic geographical bullshit.
I see. Why doesn't he just smite the two people who are butt-fucking?
Mm. Burn in hell.
Region, it just wiped out those two cities where homosexuality had been embraced. So that is Rebecca's point, that if you're going to make a case that there's some kind of supernatural origin to this natural disaster, that probably be the place to look.
So, oh
my
now if we're not saying, but if
God.
You're going to make a case that it's supernatural, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Unreal. I mean, he has no shame.
Should be embarrassed.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Yeah. No shame whatsoever.
No shame.
And they even got rid of his ass, right? They,
dude.
He's no longer the spokesman. He still obviously has his amazing television show.
He's saying volcanoes pop up where there's lots of, like, gay sex.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I've Jeez. Got a
I mean we live in, if that's the case, we live in a dangerous area. You know, at Melrose in Vermont, the fault line, it's a leather bar. Right. It's a bear bar.
It's not a real fault line.
No.
Although there may be a fault line.
No, it essentially is, according to Brian Fisher.
Right.
We got to get out of here.
This is a story in from Minnesota.
And fuck you.
This ties in with that hideous sea hag, Pam Geller, and her anti-Muslim crusade. This is a journalist who is saying that her parents are victims of a hate crime. At 11 p.m. last Friday, Majida and Adli Abumalaya.
Holy shit. Get the applause.
Abumayale. Oh, Abumayale.
Yeah, you should get applause for that.
Drove, saying, several miles from their house to pick up their teenage son. They were in Maple Grove, Minnesota. They were going to get their son from a party in a residential neighborhood. Before they were able to get out of the car, a woman came up to them demanding they roll down their windows.
Oh, my God.
They're like, no, I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
That's when Nancy K. Noble.
Oh, Jesus.
Began pounding on the car's windows and doors, commanding them to get out of the vehicle.
How terrifying. Lunatic.
They said she was threatening, and that she pulled out a gun.
Oh, shit.
We found out later it's a pellet gun, but they didn't know that.
Who gives a shit? It's a gun. It's terrifying.
Oddly, Abumayale says she pulled out the rifle and said, "Open the window or I'll shoot you guys."
Jeez.
They fearfully complied.
It's a busybody, this Nancy.
They got out of the vehicle. This crazy woman held her gun to the gentleman's back, and they approached the house where the son was hanging out with his friends. And when she found out that the kid was actually there, she backed off.
Oh, my God. Is she in jail?
She is, quote, a self-appointed watchwoman for the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate white people.
And she saw two Muslims. God. Sitting in a car in our white neighborhood in Minnesota.
God, it's like, you know, guys, not everybody has the same skin color. Okay? I mean, is this 1960? Are we in the 50s?
Police have arrested this asshole, Nancy K. Noble.
Oh, my. Did they shoot her?
They arrested her. I'm sure. They threw her to the ground and shot her and tased her.
Imagine if she had been a Muslim person doing this.
I'm fearful for my life. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my God. We'd have Muhammad drawing contests.
They recovered the pellet gun. Their daughter, Minar Muhawesh.
Whoa.
Is the founder and editor of Mint Press News. I guess they're an independent media site. And she says they engage in independent watchdog journalism exposing detrimental effects of American imperialism, corporatocracy, and fading away of our civil liberties. Sounds like she should have a show on the Crab Diving Network.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah. Give us a call, 323-6...
Email us.
323-601-LIBS.
Minar Muhawesh. So she wrote this. She put out a story on her Facebook about what's going on. But they did arrest this woman. She was booked for possible assault, terroristic threats.
Oh, shit.
Terroristic threats with reckless disregard to risk. Nancy K. Noble.
What's her defense going to be?
He's in custody.
They're brown. That's her defense.
Right.
They're Muslim.
She thought they were suspicious. So she shows up with her pellet gun, bangs on their windows, rolls down the window. You muzzes.
You know, I was meeting...
Roll down the windows.
I was meeting a friend somewhere in Orange County. I had to go to their house, pick them up. And so I drove there, pulled up in front of their house. I called them, let them know I was here. I'm sitting in the car waiting for them to come into the car. And this busybody from across the street walks over and it's like knocking on my window. What are you doing? She's like, what are you doing here? Who are you here to see? What are you doing? I said, I'm picking up my friend. She looks at me. She's like, oh, okay, that's okay. And she walks off. Like, who the fuck is this?
Because you were white.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That probably helped.
That she walked away, yeah.
But she even checked. It's nuts. People are nuts.
People are nuts. Even today, there were when I was walking the dog, there were three cops on bikes coming down the street, looking all angry and shit. And right down the sidewalk, assholes, by the way.
Which is illegal.
Assholes. And but when they came like up to where I was with the dog, two of them were like, oh, hey. They smiled at me and waved everything. I was like, hi, how you doing? You know, probably there's some that are, you know, not assholes. But I just thought, God, they didn't say hi to that Mexican guy that's 30 feet in front of me.
Well, you're a person to them.
Right.
You know, I mean,
they really didn't. They didn't. He was walking just there. Nobody said hi to him. They didn't nod to him. And they saw me. They're like, hey, how's it going? I'm just saying.
Hi, non-criminal.
Right. Oh, you're white. We'll address you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're basically human. There's a story. It's a really good story. I'm going to try to put it on our Facebook. I think it's from Vox.com, that kind of liberally kind of paper or online dealio. That, oh, I've got it. Cool. That it's a story. It was written by a cop, an ex-cop from, I think, St. Louis. I think it's from Missouri, who's also, he happens to be black.
Right.
But he was writing about all of these, you know, just shit that's going on now these days with the cops, etc. And he quoted a theory from a guy who is it's a friend of his who is a police trainer. He trains officers around the country. He's an expert in the use of force.
Right.
And how he trains cops on how to use the force. Now, this guy is the guy that trains the fucking cops. And this is his theory. He says, on any given day, in any police department in the nation, 15% of the officers will do the right thing no matter what's happening.
15.
So he says 15% of the guys are the good guys that will do, no matter what's going on, they're going to do the right thing. They'll if a cop starts trying to punch some brown guy for breathing, he'll be like, don't do that.
Do you think maybe he fucked up? He transposed the numbers and it's 51%?
No. 15.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be funny.
Oh, you're trying to be
funny.
To think he was being.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's 15. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrific.
Right. That's why I said maybe he fucked it up.
Oh, yeah, no. 15. Is horrible that only 15% of the cops are the good guys?
No, that's great.
15%, according to this guy, are the ones that will, quote, abuse their authority at every opportunity.
How great.
So 15%, according to this guy, are the heinous, dickwad, roided up motherfuckers who, even if they're not roided up, you've been pulled over. Everybody, I'm sure all of us have been pulled over by one of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Who, even if you're nice to them, hey, officer, what's going on? What are you doing? Just that light back there. Fuck you, you asshole.
I got pulled over for an oversized air freshener.
Oh, and they were dicks, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're going to shoot me.
There's no reason. No reason. And then he says the remaining 70% go either way depending on who they're working with.
Well.
So they're good guys when they're with the 15% good guy cops.
Yeah.
And they're shit bags when they're with the shit bag.
They're switch hitters. They swing both ways.
But this guy who wrote this article says, but about that 15% of the ones who are abusers.
How depressing.
And dickwads. He says they have an awfully outsized influence on a department. So even though you've only got 15% of these fucking asshole rights violating, violence loving dicks, racist, probably.
Sure.
They're that little 15% taints the barrel.
Yeah.
That even it affects even the ones that are good. But still in a Gallup poll, even last year, this is the latest they have was from last year. It'd be interesting to see one now. after all the shenanigans.
No, it's had to have changed.
But even as early as last year, there was a poll that still believes Americans believe that police officers are generally good and noble people.
They obviously didn't see this guy's study. Because it's 15%.
Well, that's his theory. He didn't count or anything. I mean, he just, from his, you know, anecdotal and from his experience.
Oh.
And from what he was a cop for years. Yeah. Police officers ranked in the top five of ratings for honesty and ethical standards, just above members of the clergy. Above members of the clergy.
Oh, my God.
What does that say about the clergy? That the clergy's not number one. Right?
Yeah, they're fucking hypocrites or something.
This doesn't say what the number one
shenanigans
is. Now I want to know what that is. But that's just a little bit of an interesting stat that I thought, or, you know, a theory that this guy came up with.
Yeah, what is number one?
That says only 15% of the cops are basically the good guys that are out there. And that they even are maybe swayed by what's going on and who's with them.
Well, I hope he's mistaken. I hope it's more than 15.
Hopefully it's going to be more.
That's not much.
Well, people are keeping their eyes on him.
Yes.
We'll keep our eyes. We could just elect a king.
Right.
And make it all better.
Watch this space.
Watch this space, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here tomorrow on Friday to wrap up the week. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast, live on crabdiving.com/live. Don't forget to follow all the great shows here, streaming for you on that same channel. And you can also download everything and us as podcasts, crabdiving.com, or iTunes or Stitcher. And, leave comments and leave great reviews.
Engage us.
Engage us.
Share our shit.
Yeah, social media all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. Crabdiving.com. Go to crabdiving.com. Over on the left is a bunch of blue buttons. Touch them, tickle them, go where you need to.
Experience us.
And, spread the crabs. Ryan Fire will be doing some comedial type stuff tonight at Flappers in Burbank. Go to ratedrcomedy.com or at ratedrcomedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Jeff, for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.